Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. St. Joseph Hospital workers are about to unionize. Healthcare workers have voted 2-1 for union representation, and now a federal labor board is certifying the votes. Employees voted by mail as to whether to join the National Union of Healthcare Workers. 227 employees were eligible to vote. They are nursing assistants, emergency room technicians, and medical records people. Hospital President David O'Brien said the hospital is prepared to enter good faith negotiations with the new union. Work began on organizing the union a year ago. Nurses are represented by another union, the California Nurses Association, CNA, and 350 nurses belong to that group. Nurses have been unionized since 2001 and have never organized a strike at St. Joseph Hospital. Jobs and a cleaner environment. That's what the Humble Bay Harbor District is hoping comes from the cleanup at the Louisiana Pacific site in Samoa. The federal EPA determined that the site was environmentally dangerous after a Chinese company abandoned a mill site there, but it had been happening for years. Mike Wilson of the Harbor District said the result was dangerous chemicals in the soil, toxic to the touch. Wilson said the site could have damaged the reputation and the ecology of the harbor.
There was a really big mess left there, mostly from evergreen pulp. The outfit from China that was here and left town and basically overnight.
Wilson said contractors paid by the government are hauling away the dangerous substances, and the Harbor District, now owners of the site, have been looking for ways to develop industrial possibilities that include oyster cultivation and other eco-friendly industries.
Plan right now is the sale and or scrap of the recovery boiler on site.
Wilson said the whole region will benefit because the newly developed site will protect the bay and also create job opportunities for local workers.
And there's also some folks interested in doing a pellet export as well. And we just did a right to negotiate agreement with them.
A bill that would impose tougher penalties on those who solicit children for sex is advanced from the state Senate Public Safety Committee. Senate Bill 982 would result in felony prosecution and prison time for those who solicit any child under the age of 18 in an effort to combat the exploitation and trafficking of children for prostitution. County prosecutors requested that the penalties be increased to go after the Johns who solicit children for sex, and those convicted would face up to 16 months for solicitation alone, time that would be served in county jail. And the 41st Annual Fisheries Forum kicks off tomorrow morning at Sacramento at 10 o'clock. You can watch the forum live online. The forum will be streamed on the Assembly website, Access Humboldt Channel 10, and the California Channel. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California lawmakers are trying to drive bad actors out of the massage business. The State Assembly is considering a bill that would allow counties and cities to regulate the massage business itself. Currently, they're allowed to regulate themselves. Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla of Concord said current law allows illegal and unsavory activities in the massage business, and it's difficult to control that. She said human trafficking and prostitution have become part of the industry. That, she said, is because self-regulation is not working effectively and legitimate massage therapists are being hurt by that. The new bill, the Massage Therapy Act, would allow communities to have more power over the massage industry, protecting good therapists and driving the bad ones out of business. It is Assembly Bill 1147. Holistic massage therapy is big business in Humboldt County, with schools offering training programs of more than 650 hours. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.